Titus chapter 3, verses 12 through 15. As soon as I send Artemis or Tychicus to you, do your best to come to me at Nicopolis, because I have decided to winter there. Do everything you can to help Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their way, and see that they have everything they need. Our people must learn to devote themselves to doing what is good, in order that they may provide for daily necessities and not live unproductive lives. Everyone with me sends you greetings. Greet those who love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. This is the word of the Lord.
How did you meet your best friend? At what point did you know that this person had made the transition from being a mere acquaintance to a best friend? During the first weeks in college, I didn't know how to take Jeff. Although we shared a faith in Christ, we were very different people. He grew up in the suburbs of Chicago, and I grew up in the foothills of Appalachia. He was tall, loud, boisterous, with a frat boy personality. I was, well, not so tall. In fact, I needed a growth spurt during my freshman year to achieve this manly physique you see in front of you. You know, another difference showed up in that fall. During the fall semester, he fell madly in love with someone and wanted to debrief his dates with this woman. I'm a morning person, and he is a night owl. So even though I was sound asleep, around 1 a.m, Jeff would sneak into my room, shake me awake, and tell me he needed to talk. So I put on my hoodie, and I was totally disheveled, I had bedhead, everything. I put my hoodie on, and we'd head to Burger King, the only restaurant that was open. And I mostly, during that semester, just sat across the table from him and listened to him ramble on about his relationship. This happened regularly over the fall semester. Sometime, and somehow, over French fries at 1 a.m. in the morning, we became best friends. Over the years, we have been roommates in Bible studies together. We joined the staff of Crew as our first job at the same time. We were in each other's weddings. His kids were godparents too, and vice versa. And over the years, we've kept in touch. We've exchanged words of encouragement and exhortation, comfort and rebuke. And all the while, this has been with a dose of humor and an even larger dose of godly affection. God has designed us for friendship. Not all of us are going to be married. Not all of us will be like Alexis, bumping into our spouse as we sign up at the ministry fair. Not all of us will have children and families. But God has designed all of us to have friends. God has called us to friendship. This passage is a reminder, an encouragement, a model of that, that friendship in Christ has purpose, and it conveys blessing. In the evening, if you're new here, well, first of all, welcome. One of the things that we often do in the evening service in preparation for the sermon is an invitation to create a little bit of space in our lives and the busyness of our lives to pray. I'm going to give you just a half minute or so of silent reflection. And I'd like for you to do two things during this time. One, I'd like for you just to give God thanks for a friend in your life. Could have been someone you left behind as you've moved now to the Boston area. And spend just a moment giving thanks for this gift that God had given to you. And secondly, pray, maybe not even primarily for understanding of this text, but for application. Pray that during your sojourn at Park Street, whether you've been here for a while or you're just getting here, whether this is new or you're pushing a reset button this fall, pray that God would raise up for you a community of friends, that you would be a friend and find a friend during your time here in Boston.